Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 15.
15.
And this is our Christmas episode.
All right.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And this is being recorded on Wednesday, December 21st, 2005. Tis the season.
That it is. Speaking of Christmas.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today for our Christmas edition podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I put together a list, along with Jason, on some cool gifts that you can, you know, give out to your, you know, loved ones and whatnot.
Or people you want a brown nose.
Yeah, yeah. These are just some cool items I thought that, you know, fellow gearheads would like. You know, some things that I own and I found really useful and stuff like that. So, let me go down the list here for a little bit. The first I've got listed is a TiVo. I can't live without my TiVo.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I've got two of them.
Nice.
And you can get them for as low as like $30 now on TiVo.com.
$30?
$30.
Remember when they're like $300 and
I know.
Plus.
So TiVos are always cool. The next I've got is XM radio.
I can't live without XM radio.
Absolutely. I've got like four XM radios.
Well,
I've got one in every car and in my house.
Yeah, I listen to it online actually because, you know, when you get the XM radio in your car, you can also get the free online thing so I can listen to it at work.
Yeah. And with DirecTV now, DirecTV supplies XM radio right through the satellite.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I can listen to it right through my TV now.
And how many DirecTV satellite dishes do you have attached to your house?
Just one.
Just one?
Just
I'm
one.
I'm surprised you don't have 12.
No. And you can get those as low as $50 now, too, on XMRadio.com.
Yeah, no car should be without one, that's
absolutely
for sure. It makes regular FM radio not even worth listening to.
Yep, and they've got more than double the subscribers as Sirius, so I always recommend XM Radio, and I'm a shareholder, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Not much, but I got a little tiny bit.
Absolutely.
So go out and buy some, make my stocks rise. What's next?
Next on my list is an iPod. There's a bunch of different versions of the iPod. You can get the Shuffle, the Nano, the Video. You can get the Shuffle as low as, you know,
what was it?
$99, and you can even find coupon codes and get as low as like $79.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, and you can get it and plug in this podcast. Take it with you
there
wherever you want to go.
You can listen to us all the time.
That's right.
Just what you want.
Yep. Here's another cool one that I put on my list. It's a Sony PSP. I've got one of these too. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
I take it on trips with me.
Yeah, because
you know, you can use it as an MP3 player.
Right. Can you do videos?
Yes, you can do videos.
Cool.
Play games. Currently, I'm on, what is that, Dub Edition game?
Oh, the Midnight Club Street Racing, of which we're mentioned in
that's
there.
Right.
In the credits of the game.
Yeah, I'm 50% done with that game. And let's see, what's next on my list?
Get into the car-specific stuff.
Yeah, some car care products, you know. Specifically Zeno.
Yeah, Zeno. We got that contest going on in the Show and Shine section. You might have seen that in people's signatures on the board.
Yeah.
Just follow the link and check it out. You could win some free Zeno stuff.
Yeah. Roadside emergency kit equipment for your car. That's always cool to pick up. You know, they sell little kits online or at your, like, Meijer.
Yeah, you can pick them up cheap.
AutoZone,
Target,
something like that. You know, it's got, like,
Kragen,
a little first aid kit and some road flares, maybe a flashlight, some jumper cable, something like that. Always good to have around, especially if you live out east.
In the crappy
snow.
Snow.
You know.
Yeah, they make a great gift, you know, just because anybody could use one and nobody wants to get stuck.
Right. Next on my list is something I saw at ChevyMall.com that I thought was really cool.
Right.
And it's the Chevy Garden Bench.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I
saw that myself.
That would look good on like a front porch. Just to hang out in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool, and it's only like $95 or something
like
that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, heavy-duty steel and wood, right?
Yep.
And then there's also stuff from Pontiac Mall, too. It's the same company, just a different website.
Yeah.
So can't leave you Pontiac guys out too much.
Absolutely. And some really cool stuff. And, of course, you know, our supporting advertisers, they have lots of gift certificates available online. Those are always great for someone who you don't know exactly what to buy for, what this car part is. Just get them a gift certificate and let them go to town. And then, last but not least, our CamaroZ28.com stuff.
Show your loyalty.
Absolutely. Grab a polo shirt. Grab a t-shirt.
We got the new black t-shirts that are kind of subtle.
Ooh.
Those are cool, man. I really like those a lot.
I got to order me one of those.
But we've got everything from Well, we mentioned this before. We got t-shirts and polo shirts and
thongs.
And we have the ever-present thongs with a little message on the back that, well, you'll see it when you go into the store. It's at CamaroZ28.com/merchandise. And
absolutely.
Once again, everything comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. And we get a couple bucks off each thing ordered, so it helps out the site, and you get to look cool in the process.
Yeah. So that's my list.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff to add. A little late in the year, but, you know, like some of the stuff, you know, you can always send through email,
right?
Like the gift certificates.
Right. And then there's always December 26th when all the sales start.
Absolutely. I'll
get once again. So, you know, there you go.
Cool. Speaking of Christmas presents, even though you're wearing that damn Santa hat.
I'm wearing it just for you,
just for me,
buddy.
Well, I got something just for you. I brought you a Christmas present.
Oh, God.
Yep, I sure did. Here you go, Chris. Just open it just like that.
Open it like this?
Just lift the lid.
Like this?
Yep, just peel that off right there. There you go.
Oh, man.
What do you know?
Oh, my God. It's bumper nuts.
Bumper nuts. Genuine bumper nuts from bumpernuts.com.
Oh, God. Where am I going to hang these bumper nuts?
I don't know. Use them in place of mistletoe? I don't know.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure you could have a good use for them, but since they've been a running joke on all the previous podcasts, I decided to get you some genuine bumper nuts. So
That's a beautiful thing.
I love you, buddy, and that shows you how much I do.
You know, and if I might describe them right now, that Jason got me the flesh tone,
well, you know,
bumper
realism,
nuts,
you know.
You know,
they gotta be real heavy,
not the,
too.
Not,
huh?
Yeah, not the brass ones, not the black ones.
No,
this is the real deal, the flesh tone bumper nuts.
Yep, and if you want to get your buddies a set of these, just head over to bumpernuts.com and check them out. They got a huge variety. So,
oh,
how do you like that?
Yeah, I'd
never
love
saw
it.
That one coming, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I've been working on that one for a while, too. So, anyway. Getting back to the cool car stuff, our good friend Scott Settlemyer,
the F-Bod father,
always sends out a holiday message to everybody, and we promised him that we'd read it. If you want to recap this, just check out the new 5th Gen Camaro forum, because it's also posted there. But here's what Scott would like us to deliver to everybody this holiday season. The name Camaro means pal, friend, or comrade. Thus, it suggests real mission of our new automobile, to be a close companion to its owner, tailored to reflect his or her individual tastes, and at the same time, provide exciting personal transportation. Chevrolet has chosen a name which is lithe and graceful, in keeping with our other names beginning with a C. It suggests the comradeship of good friends, as a personal car should be to its owner. The previous quote comes from Elliot M. Estes, better known as Pete Estes, then general manager of Chevrolet Motor Division, in remarks that he made after announcing that Chevrolet would build a new car, the Camaro. The announcement was made in June of 1966. Now, you may be wondering why I'd start the holiday letter with a quote from Mr. Estes. And it's really simple when you think about it. You and everyone else on this forum, being CamaroZ28.com, are a Camaro and Firebird enthusiast. Because of these cars, you've made friendships all over the continent. During the holiday season, it's time for friends and family to get together and celebrate. Further, while many people have been exceedingly upset since the cars went on hiatus in August of 2002, there's every reason to believe that the future indeed looks very bright. After the 1st of January, I'll be sharing with you a web address where you can watch the festivities from Detroit as a very exciting new coupe concept is unveiled on the morning of January 9th, 2006. Perhaps this unveiling is the Christmas gift that many of you have been asking for. And as for the holiday season, I know many of you will be traveling far and wide to be with family and friends. It goes without saying, I hope, that you will wear your safety belts while behind the wheel, and that you will insist that everyone in the vehicle will be wearing them as well. And, if you enjoy a glass of Christmas cheer, please, I beg you, turn your keys over to a friend who want you around for many more years. Another year draws to a close, and I'd like to thank you, on behalf of everyone at GM, for your continued support and enthusiasm for our cars and trucks. I personally thank you for your continued faith and support of the Camaro and Firebird community. May the new year hold you and yours great health, prosperity, happiness, and all that is good. Scott, the F-Bod Father Settlemyer.
Amen.
Damn right.
Yeah, and if anybody doesn't know why he's called the F-Bod Father, I think Jason just summed it up in that email right there.
Yep, he's the man. He's the pretty much the keystone to everything that's related to the community, the enthusiast community, online and offline, of the Camaro. The man lives and breathes Camaro, and
we appreciate it.
And our site and the car and the entire enthusiast community itself would not be the same without him. And you can find him posting on the message board. He used to be called Red Planet, but we combined his message board accounts into one. FBODFather. So, in case anyone was curious about that. But God bless you, Scott. You're our buddy, and we appreciate everything
Absolutely.
That you do.
Good deal. Good deal.
So, having said that...
We got some more reader mail, don't we?
Well, we got a topic that we want to talk
reader
about.
Reader mail topic.
Yeah. My dad actually called me on this one, because he's been listening to him, and he kind of likes the podcast, so... He called in and he says, why don't you ask everybody, just plain and simple, what got him into cars in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, we never thought of that. We got thousands and thousands of people on the site yeah. all the time.
I was just looking at our member list now. We've got over 58,000 people registered on our message board. Can you believe
Good
that?
Good grief. And it's getting bigger and faster every day.
I wonder if that has something to do with how we're ranked in Google.
Well, number one, can't hurt.
That's right.
And Ask Jeeves, too, right?
Right.
Well, as of right now, so.
Right.
Type Camaro on Google, look at number one.
Number one, baby.
What's that tell you? So, but, yeah, Dad came up with a good one, you know. I mean, what brought all these people into cars so much that they spend their time on a message board and they spend their money on their cars, you know? So, why don't you guys, who's listening to this, why don't you send us an email and tell us about it. Tell yeah. us what just what initially got you into cars, obviously. It started with my dad, with me. You know, he used to take me to the drag strip when I was just a little kid, and I've always been into cars ever since then. Chris, what got you into cars?
I just picking up car magazines as I was a teenager.
Just kind of...
Thumbing through them.
Just kind of fell into it?
And I just fell into it. I was 16 when I got my driver's license. I didn't get my first car until I was 18, which was my Buick Grand National.
Nice car.
Which was my dream car.
We talked about this in what, podcast number two, number one or two, yeah.
Two, yeah. And, yeah, it was all, it was everything from there.
So why don't you guys tell us what got you into cars? Just yeah. fire us an email. And what's the address, Chris?
Webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Or what would be even better if you could personalize your message and we could just put it in a podcast.
Yeah, just give us a call.
Yeah.
Pick up any phone and yep. dial this number.
586-486-3182.
There you go. And leave us a message, and we'll incorporate it into a podcast.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And we got a feeling this one's going to get a lot of attention because, I mean, everybody on the site's into cars, and there's a reason why.
Exactly.
So let's hear it.
Yeah.
So you yeah. got a week to send them in, and we'll probably... Well, I'm thinking we could run this one for a couple of weeks because I think people will keep
sending them. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is going to be a good one.
Right. Especially if we get a lot of submissions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you send us an email, just put podcast in the subject so we... know what it's all about. And, I guess that's going to do it. That'll keep you guys busy. And
yeah, that'll keep you busy. Another reminder about the Zano contest that's going until December 31st.
Who can't use free Zano?
Right, go to the Show and Shine section and check that out. It's a sticky, right?
Yeah, it's stuck to the top.
Right.
And if you got any questions, we got a question and answer thread, too. Because asking a question in the contest thread would kind of disrupt things. So you read the thread, you'll know what we're talking about.
Right.
And that's it, man. I got to wrap presents.
Yeah.
Take off that damn Santa hat.
Okay, I'll take it off just for you.
Thanks.
There you go.
Now that I gave you the present that I gave you.
Bumper nuts.
Don't you love it?
All right.
Everybody be safe and listen to what Scott Settlemyer said, man. Buckle up. Don't drink and drive. And
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. You can't say that now. Happy holidays.
Hell with the PC people, man. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Kwanzaa and whatever else.
Whatever you believe in, make it good.
Yeah. We're out.
Later.